Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And Tyler podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Harvey got a hold of us on Twitter yesterday. Said the new vocals are bringing new life to the old theme song. Love it. Thank you, Harvey. I retweeted that, and I said every morning at 5:30, until we get rid of this break, we're going to just sing over that song.
I was warming up a little bit. I was doing, karaoke guy who can't reach the high notes.
Oh, that was a funny bit.
Yeah, that was.
God.
Because I've seen people do aha's take on me and not hit the high notes.
You got to think that one through a little
bit. Yeah, that was a funny bit
on
SNL.
That's a pretty rangy song.
Funny bit on SNL. I love the one the father and daughter doing the sexy song together. Yeah. That was creepy. Yeah, that whole skit was actually pretty funny. It's a mental Friday for a majority of people. I realize that some people got to work, but we'll talk to the 9-to-5ers. It's your mental Friday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, you know, so enjoy your holiday. Eat your turkey, no matter how much expensive it is, and it cost me $8 more to go drive to see Grandma. Those stories are so old. By the way, they happen every year.
They do.
The gas stories happen every year, every holiday, for my whole life. My whole life.
But a lot of
I've seen
times,
that story.
It's a chance for the family to galvanize so they can all bitch. And bitch.
Well, I keep seeing those stories, and I just keep screaming at the TV. Well, then buy something else.
That's it.
Have other food that's cheaper.
Right.
Or don't go see Grandma.
The Grandma one makes me mad because a lot of people are just driving, like, you know, maybe a half hour, an hour away. It costs you another $3 for gas, and if you don't want to pay that, just don't go. Stay home.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, they go to the pumps, and they just bitch, and they bitch, you know.
Back in the day,
Pussy ain't loaded, and when I had no money at all, I still got in the car and drove places, and I had no money.
Yeah. I would make the kids chip in if we were going somewhere, and I was that short. Hey, y'all throw in
a couple
of
bucks. Or just stay home.
And the food stuff, well, the turkey costs more. Then don't eat those things. There's other cheaper stuff at the store.
Right. And also, you know, I feel The only stories I really take to heart are the people where the homeless people and the shelters that need all this food. And, yeah, donate to those places. I mean, they got nothing. You're bitching about your cream corn. There's an extra buck.
Here's what I would advise.
I'd bitch about that.
You find all the food that's gotten so much cheaper over the years and all the methods of transportation that have gotten so much cheaper over the years and utilize that.
So buy Thanksgiving dinner in 1978. Yeah, do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Should have stocked up then.
Happy Thanksgiving. You'll come to the show, which is officially the kickoff of Fogelberg season, right?
Today.
Yeah, today. Yeah, well, technically tomorrow, but tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd give it today.
It happens now. It's today,
tonight,
right?
Especially. Yeah. You know, tonight's tonight. The Thanksgiving season.
That's right. So don't die, people. All right. Great.
This caught my eye. You're flying tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
And I guess I'm not flying for a while, but I do once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
From the Huffington Post. When should you eat before flying?
So you don't poop yourself?
Well, basically it says have your meal at home. But if you get there a little late, four Bloody Marys. You should have four Bloody Marys before you board your flight.
Speaking of prices, here's what I do every day. If I fly with the kids, we get to the airport and the kids are hungry. And then it costs me $60 before we leave the airport.
Oh,
just
easy.
For like a wrapped up sub at the counter, man.
When you reach in the bag and say, I bought lots of tasty snacks. No.
I said, why don't you eat at home? I swear to God, it'll happen again tomorrow. You know?
We just left.
We just left.
Eat a bowl of cereal before we go.
No, it's going to cost me $50
now on
bucks
that,
tomorrow.
Flight where the guy's trying to, you know, they're not supposed to be their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he flying with them?
Yeah.
Okay, because you know, he shouldn't be in the gate area.
Have you seen the new one where they're going into the football game?
Oh, I love that.
It's a brand new one.
They're just talking about parking.
Yeah, parking.
A lot of these are compact
spots. We're leaving after the third quarter because let's not talk about leaving before the game even starts. the guy that makes that is really the host. That guy's acting is so good, man. It's so good.
He's their flow.
Yeah. He is.
If they want to, they could milk that forever.
But it's become that line around our house, you know. The old what is the actual line there? Yeah, nobody cares.
You woke up early, nobody cares.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah, because every time I do one of those kind of bitches around the house, you know, that sounds like an old man, I get that all the time.
Nobody cares, Dad.
There's another Geico commercial, the one where they bring the baby stroller out in the field and end up scoring a touchdown as a result. And I'd like to get Cleet on here or have a referee check in and tell me what exactly is illegal about that play.
You can't have a baby on the field.
The baby stroller?
Yeah, I think there was no snap of the ball.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the big one.
I thought there might have been like the old myriad ways why that play was illegal.
The old baby fumble rooski, they call that. Right. Yeah, that's a great play.
Two men in motion at the same time.
That's right.
Oh, you had that. Yeah, there's a lot to
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have Cleet break that down for us. Here's that kind of time.
Yeah, in the commercial, nobody blows a whistle.
There are multiple fouls.
Right.
On both teams.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What are we watching tomorrow?
It's the early games.
Lions, Bears.
Raiders, Cowboys.
I won't see Lions and Bears. I'll be flying.
Who's the night game?
Saints, Bills.
I'll probably see that
in New Orleans.
They flexed Nick's Chief game to Sunday night.
Oh, he was going to go to that game.
He's going.
He is going, yeah.
I got notes like Merle. Hey, they flexed the game. And it's like, well, why do I care? And then he said, isn't Nick going to that game?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
with his sons, yeah.
Merle pays more attention than I do.
Yeah.
But I remember him saying, you know, Broncos, Chiefs.
He could still be back in town by about 1:30.
Yeah, he's done that before.
Yeah. I've done it. I did it one time.
But he has had to work the next day. He does that on the weekends.
No, he did the Coon Rapids, Iowa gig on a Thursday a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. He was hard hit.
Not quite as far away as Kansas City.
No, not at all. It's an hour and a half at the most.
When did he get home?
He was home pretty early.
Home by midnight.
And he was still dragging ass when he walked in there. He had that deer in the headlight look that
we're used to.
And we've all done that drive from Kansas City to Omaha at night. That is a soul-sucking drive in the dark.
Oh, it was the Hutchinson one where you went back home and got there at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but he wasn't working that day.
That was Saturday.
That was a Saturday night. You're right.
So we'll talk to him about that.
I've done that exact drive. I left Arrowhead at, I think it was 11:15 after seeing U2. That time.
Did you have to work with us next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't go home. I went to the office and crashed on the couch for an hour and a half and got up and did the show.
I did that once. I was with a girl I was dating years ago. We went and saw the Eagles at the old, what was that called? The outdoor place.
That was Sandstone.
At the time, it was called Sandstone. And it was like the first reunion tour, 95 or something like that. And we drove down there and just drunk. I was drunk, you know, because she was driving. And we turned around, left the Eagles show, and I had to work the next morning. We actually pulled in the town. She just dropped me off at the station, like the walk of shame.
Yeah.
It was brutal,
that
man.
That was my buddy dropped
brutal.
Me off.
Brutal.
It was like 2:15 I
brutal.
Got out of the station.
Yeah.
And she was sober?
Oh, yeah. She was driving, yeah.
Yeah? Are you sure?
Yeah. She didn't drink like I did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Because I know
who
you're talking about.
No. What? No, you don't.
Not that night?
Not that girl.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. Yeah,
she drank.
She wouldn't have been sober.
That one drank like you did.
Yeah,
even
she,
better.
No, she drank more than I did. No, it wasn't her. It was another woman there.
Oh, okay.
There's another woman. Glory days, how they pass you by. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, also the Menker, who's headlining the Bone this weekend, right?
Yeah, he is.
The Menker will be in the studio later
tonight on.
TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast, all that stuff.
Turns out my frame of reference is the relationships that Tyler's in.
They are, actually. Yeah. All right, come on back. There it is. Okay.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.